Well, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome again to the Master's Call. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I'm so excited and delighted that you've joined us this morning. We're tagging today, Take Me to the King of Glory Thursday. And I want to share this scripture in Psalms 24 where it says, lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we so thank you this morning for giving us this day, the very first day of December 2016. We glorify you, Father, because you are the King of Glory. So we invite you in to sup with us this morning. We invite you in, oh God, to just saturate us in your love, your peace, and your joy. We invite you in, oh God, because we want to be with the King of Glory. Direct our path. Strengthen us, Lord God. Keep us in your perfect peace as our minds are stayed on you. We thank you, Father, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for starting this call and continuing this call day by day. We thank you, oh God, for every person on this call. We ask that your anointing fill the temple. Strengthen us and keep us, Lord God, as you go forth, as we all go forth in your glory, in your presence, that you be glorified, that you show yourself mighty in each and every person on this call. We thank you, Father, for your blessings. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. We thank you for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We give you your name, the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the matchless name of Jesus, we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, I thank God for each and every one of you, and I will now turn it over to our host. So, host, are you there? Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, God is so good, and if this is your first time on the Master's Call, we say welcome, welcome, welcome. The TMC call is our telecommunication sanctuary, and we are here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, 5 a.m. Pacific. And we're so grateful that God has started this call back in October 2010 through two anointed and appointed women of God. And they're our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. And we love and thank God for each one of them. I tell you, they are so precious to us. And this call was also established on the scripture. And it is Psalms 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So
I got it. Thank you so much for hosting the call for me. And so I can just take over from here. And so we are just so excited that you have come to share this day with us. And we have a theme, and the theme is for 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, we know you're going to want to go back and hear the playback of this call. And so you can do that by going to 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677 pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. And I'm so sorry. I am remiss. I did not introduce myself. I am Minister Willa here in Tampa, Florida, and we are just so happy to have you join us here on the Master's Call. Now, you might want to go back and hear some of the messages that have been started from the inception of this call. I mean, from the time we started and 6 years ago. So you can do that by going to www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net, and you will find a plethora of messages there to meet any situation, to just encourage you in any way possible. Now, we are a place of prayer, and as you know, on Fridays, we get together and We listen to your praise reports because we love to hear those, and we also love to get your prayer requests. But remember, there are days that, I mean, that's only on Friday, but any day of the week that you want to share a praise report with us or that you want to share a prayer request, you can do so by going to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and we will be praying for you. Now, we are not a closed club, so we always invite you to be a part of the TMC team and to be a greeter, as you heard Minister Brenda, our prayer general, do so beautifully, or as you hear me doing, hosting. Or if God has given you a word that you want to share with someone, you can do that by just letting Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, you can let them know by going to info@themasterscall.net. And I guarantee you, someone will be in touch with you to help so that you can become a part of this wonderful team. Now, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call. And that call is hosted by a group of dynamic people. And you can get on that call by going to 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. Now, you're going to want to get ready for the extravaganza that's going to be held in Los Angeles, California. And that is going to take place on February 17th through the 19th. And you can go to your back office, and you will see that you will be able to register for that conference for only $99. Again, only $99, and you can register for that conference. Well, now, there's just there's so many more announcements that I would give you immediately following the call, but I want to introduce our speaker to you right now. And our speaker is no stranger to the Master's Call. She is our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we love to call Dr. Superfantastic or Dr. Dimples. And Dr. P.K. Roberts is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and she is an alumni of Alcorn State University. She was a commissioned Army chaplain. She is, there's just so much to say about her. She has pastored the chapel while she was there on assignment in the military. Dr. P.K. Roberts now has the super fantastic, Joy Retreat. Yes, the Joy Retreat. And we're just so excited about this Joy Retreat that she has in Monticello, Mississippi. As I said, there's just so much about Dr. P.K. Roberts that we just love her. She was married to her husband, Elijah, for 35 years until he went home to be with the Lord. She has two children, Elijah Jr. and a son, Elijah Jr., and a daughter, Devola, and five grandchildren. So, and Dr. P.K. Roberts served as the one and only ambassador of Artists International. So I am going to present to some and introduce to others our very own, who we love dearly, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K., are you there?
Minister Willis, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so very much for that kind introduction, short and to the point, and I love it. I thank God for our own Minister Brenda this morning, who just knows how to be the prayer general she is, giving us the tag, take me to the King of Glory. Take me to the King of Glory. Hallelujah. And I am going to stay right in that book of Psalms this morning that she started us out in. I thank God also for our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and all that she does for this call. Good morning, TMC family. It is good to be on this call this morning. I am down here in this, she calls it brisk and inviting. She sounds like she loves this cool down here. Our Queen of Mississippi, Minister Brenda Terrell, kind of get back and it's kind of chilly to me. But I thank God that it's not storming as it has been all this, for the past tonight and having tornadoes down here. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that in my sermon, so I won't go there this morning. Let's just get to the scripture. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Psalms 30, the 30th division of Psalms, beginning with the first verse and ending with the 11th and 12th. Here David is saying, I give you all the credit. This is in the Message Bible. You all know, and I'm going to end up in the New Living Word. I give you all the credit, God. You got me out of that mess. You didn't let my foes gloat. God, my God, I yelled for help, and you put me together. God, you pulled me out of the grave, and you gave me another chance at life when I was down and out. And the New Living Word says here in the last two verses, the 11th and 12th, you turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. Somebody said joy this morning. Why? That my heart may sing to you and not be silent. And as we go back to the Message Bible, it is so beautiful. He says, you did it, Lord. You changed wild limits into whirling dance. You ripped off my black mourning band. You decked me with wildflowers. I'm about to burst with song. I can't keep silent about you. God, my God, I can't thank you enough. My subject for this morning is just simply thank you. We've gone through Thanksgiving, and yes, we are in this Thanksgiving season, because as we are in this holiday season between Thanksgiving and Christmas is a time when we are thinking about giving, and we should give because we are thankful. We should not give for any other reason than having a heart full of gratitude. The purpose that David wrote the book of Psalms is threefold. Number one, you will see that he wrote it for the purpose of confession, for a psalm and worship. David told God on a daily basis how much he appreciated him. But he also asked God on a daily basis to forgive him for any wrongdoing. He didn't just wait until the first Sundays to come to church for and ask for forgiveness so that he could receive communion. But every day he would say, and had reason to say, hey, God, forgive me. All of us, as we examine our lives, we should be asking God to forgive us for the things that we are aware of that we have done wrong, and for the things that we don't know that we have done wrong. Because I keep saying, and I've been using this little saying over this past week, God cannot bless a mess. God cannot bless us when we are messing up and refuse to confess up to the fact that we have messed up. Ah, glory to God. We must acknowledge that we need God in everything that we do. Somebody ought to say, she's preaching already. Not only must we confess up, we must be aware of the fact that without God, we could do nothing. And we should just say, thank you. Thank you is very simple. It is a courtesy for us to say thank you. When someone opens the door for us, we should say thank you. I don't know if you've seen that little commercial where this man rushed and opened the door for this lady, and she whisked on out, didn't say a word, and he slammed the door and used some explicit words that I won't say and should not ever say. But people don't appreciate it when you don't say thank you for them being kind to you. The truth of it is, when we are sitting around the table and passing the plates, we say thank you. We say thank you to people when they are kind to us. But I want to ask you this question. How often do you say thank you to God through the day? Do you say thank you when he does not open the door and when he does open the door? I have another little prayer that I pray. I say, God, hey, glory to God. If it is your will that I do this thing, open the door and open it wide so that I can step on the inside. If it is not your will, shut the door and shut it tight so that I cannot get in with all my might. Well, when I look at that little prayer, I should say, thank you, God, when the door is open. And also, thank you, God, when the door is shut. Because God knows what is best for me. If the door is shut and I want it open, I should say thank you because God knows what is on the other side of the door, and it did not need to be open. Huh? Somebody will say, oh, I'm standing right there at the door knocking right now. I want this door open for me, but God doesn't appear to open it and let me on the inside. Well, give him thanks because he knows what's on the other side of the door. I want you to know that we should thank God for the big things and the small things. We could not be up this morning talking if it were not for God giving us the breath that we are breathing. So how often do you stop to thank God? Ooh, just for a deep breath, just for the air that you're breathing. How often do you thank God just for the, old folks say, activity of my limb? There's somebody who can't move a limb this morning. How many of you thank God for bringing you through this and bringing you through that? Hey, glory to God. They have a little song out now that says, you brought me through this and you brought me through that. And so, God, I'm thankful to you because God deserves to be given thanks all times. There's a word over in the New Testament that says, give thanks unto the Lord at all times. Number one, in our scripture this morning, we see David giving thanks to God in the 11th verse. Let's look at that again. He says, Lord, I got to keep watch on this time. You turned my wailing into dancing. You all know I wrote that book, Dancing for God, after 50. I need to revise it because I've hit 60 now plus. And but here David says, God turned. How many of you, God has turned a situation around for you? How many of you understand that turn means change? Turn in the Hebrew means drained, D-R-A-I-N-E-N-E-D, drained. Here David had to deal with many enemies. He had to deal with the king who wanted him dead. But God turned things around for David with his enemies. He drained the enemies of their energy so that they could not keep up with David. How many of you know that God has drained the enemy so that he could not keep up with you? Hallelujah. The devil got tired of trying to keep up with you because of your praise to God. Hallelujah. God, the devil got tired of trying to and get just became drained because you prayed your way through. I believe that if we just start praising God and start dancing and glorifying God, the devil looks at us and don't understand and get back from us because he's drained just trying to keep up with us. And when we become drained, when you get drained, when you feel overwhelmed, I want you to understand that that is the time when you need to start praising and worshiping God, praising and giving God thanksgiving. It is impossible, do you understand? it is impossible for you to praise God without thanking him. It is impossible to thank him without praising him. Those two things go together. Glory to God. I love this thing this morning. I'm enjoying it because this week I had a challenge. You see, I was here by myself and when those tornadoes came through, somebody reminded me, you weren't by yourself. God was with you. I said, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but during that time, I really wanted a God with a little flesh on him, but didn't have that. It was me up in this big bedroom here by myself with that door locked and saying, looking at that window and saying, Lord, hold that pain over there. Hold that tree on that side because I got a lot of trees around me here. And it didn't feel so good. But when the morning came and I had an opportunity to look at the news and I saw that, how good God had been to me here and what was going on up in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. They're fighting fire and the rain and folk are still waiting and wondering where their loved ones what loved ones are right now. I said, God, I thank you. Oh, glory to God. It was a scary time, but God, I thank you. We need to thank him instead of complaining, because when we cry and complain, that is the devil draining us. But when we give God praise and thanksgiving, that is us allowing the devil to be drained of the energy that he needs to run us down. Somebody said, I like that. Yes, I do. And so when I start feeling that things are getting a little tough for me, I just say it's time for me to praise God and thank him and to give him glory, for he is good. How many of you can just look back over yesterday and start thanking him right now and giving him glory and giving him praise because he's been mighty good to you? Amen. Amen. So when God turns things around, there is a transition taking place in your life. And when he turns it around, you have a reason to dance right in your bedroom. Hey, glory. I dance a little bit in my shower sometimes. I catch myself in the car driving and throwing up my hands. Hey, glory. And worshiping and magnifying him, because it's time to give him thanks. I have a grateful heart. And then David thanks God for a new swag. I like this. You see, you can't have a new swag when you are wearing your clothes, your mourning clothes. You grieving and you're down and out. Hey, but God came and he put those, ripped those, removed those, took those sackcloth off of him and gave him a heart of gladness, one of joy. The joy bells rang again. How many of you are asking God to ring your joy bells again? I used to dress like that because I felt like that. But I realized that when I'm not feeling good, I go in that closet and I pull out something that makes me look real good. And when I step out, the devil looks at me and says, look at her. She's looking like somebody. Oh, I'm looking like favor on my life. I'm looking like I've been showered with the blessings of God. I'm looking just like the king's kid that I am. And I walk out saying, thank you, Lord, because I had something to walk out in to make me look just like I am. I am somebody in the Lord. I'm going to close today just by saying that we need to remember that God will turn things around for us. And when he is not turning them as quick as we think he ought to, we say thank you anyway. And secondly, God will clothe us with joy and gladness, even when our heart in the middle of things, even when we can't see, he will give us what we need. He gives us that favor so that we can look like his child. I thank God. You all just, the 12th verse sums it up for me. I will not be silent in the presence of God anymore. I'm going to have to say thank you, Lord, for all that you do for me, for all that you do for me, for all that you do for me. Come on and take it, Minister Willer, and close us out. Minister Willer? Well, I thank God this morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me,
Good
Dr.
Morning.
PK?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I'm
there
back.
She is.
I was trying to
thank
get myself
you, Minister
unmuted.
Willa.
Thank you. Well, glory be to God. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for that wonderful message. And we just have to say thank you. And we just praise God for you and for the message that you gave us this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer, and I will be calling you back for our closing benediction. Father God, we come to you this morning forever grateful for that timely message, Lord, from your dear daughter, Dr. PK Roberts. We thank you, oh God, that she reminded us that you cannot bless any mess, and you can't bless a mess up when we won't fess up. Father, we can't do anything without you, and we just thank you, Lord, for her reminding us to always say thank you. Thank you for the littlest things you do. Thank you for the things that we don't even have control over. Thank you for the things that we go throughout our day, Lord, and like breathing, oh God, and like just being able to see and talk, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done for us. And thank you so much, Lord, for keeping Dr. PK Roberts during the storm, Father. Thank you that you didn't leave her. Thank you that no trees fell on her house. Thank you, Lord, that she didn't lose any electricity. Thank you, Lord, that you wrapped her in your loving arms with full protection, oh God. Father, we thank and praise you and ask that you continue to fill her up, Lord. Fill her up till she doesn't want anything in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the joy retreat. Thank you for the joy that's down in her soul. Oh, Lord, we just thank you so much for our two dynamic leaders of this call. Oh, for Dr. Vanessa Webster-Spoon, oh, God, and for watching over her. Thank you for all that you have done in her life. Thank you, Lord, for keeping her moving from day to day, Lord, and downloading her with favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Mother Josie, Father. And thank you, oh, God. We are just so thankful this morning. I don't even want to ask you for anything, Lord. Just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for watching over the bereaved families. Thank you for taking care of Mother Vivian. Thank you, oh God, for taking care of Otter Meese. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for providing for all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, for every family member who's on this call this morning. Thank you for meeting the needs. Thank you for being our guide today. Thank you for loving us. We give you praise, oh God, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks and praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, I know you are going to want to go back and hear that blessed message today, and you can do that by going to 712-432-1085, PIN code 957-677 pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677 pound. And remember, there is a huge conference coming up. It's the Artist Extravaganza in the LA Airport Hotel. And you can go to your back office to register for that, and it's only $99. Again, thank you, Minister Brenda, for greeting the people of God this morning and for giving us the tag about the King of Glory shall come in. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. And thank you again, Dr. PK Roberts, for that rich message that you brought to us. It just blessed our hearts, blessed our socks off this morning. And we'll go throughout our day being forever thankful. And from my heart to yours, my TMC family, as I always say, I do love me some you. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I will now call Dr. PK Roberts back to give us our closing benediction. Dr. PK, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. As I just think about the goodness of God and what he is doing in our lives, not just my life, but our lives. When I think about how Artist International has just survived when everybody thought, not everybody, but so many thought that it would be gone by now. When I think about the resiliency of Mama and Daddy, Diaz de Leon, and the family, when I think about the leaders of this great company with Pastor Vanessa and Candy and the Flanagans, I said, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now may the precious Holy Spirit remind each of us to live a life of gratitude to our holy God for all that he does for us each and every second. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life for God. Bye-bye.